Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a piece in Medical Express that draws a line between the microbiome and inflammation and depression. But that's not all that the microbiome does. Because I've heard about the microbiome.
What is it? I've heard of it.
It's your gut.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's, you know, it's all the intestinal stuff in there.
It's like the fecal transplants to help you.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, you hear, especially in this day and age, there's a lot of focus on maintaining your microbiome because the specific ways that a healthy microbiome can be beneficial is you've got a stronger immune system, you've got better digestion, enhanced nutrient absorption, improved mental health, weight management, reduced inflammation, lower disease risk, healthy skin, anti-aging effects. You even get better sleep if you maintain your microbiome there. But how exactly do we get it done?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 ways to strengthen your microbiome. You know, gut bacteria are involved in harvesting energy from food, balancing the good versus bad bacterial composition, manufacturing neurotransmitters such as serotonin, enzymes, and vitamins like vitamin K. Much in the same way a trash panda harvests your garbage, tearing it open and taking particular joy in digesting little Arthur's soiled diaper.
Yeah. Fantastic. So these are ways that you can strengthen your microbiome. At the very bottom of the list, basically, they say to take time for you. Say no more often. Explore meditation, mindfulness, yoga, or Thai. Establishing balance in your life will support your mental and emotional health and optimize your gut and overall health.
I do say no a lot. Like the kids, like, Dad, can we have food? No. I mean, it just takes the weight right off.
They say stress can negatively affect your microbiome, and you need a healthy microbiome to manage help you manage your stressors. If you're not careful, and you may get caught in an unhealthy cycle if you do not give yourself time to re-energize.
No. Can you fill this out? No.
Can you do that?
I'm taking a personal minute.
Can I go on a field trip with my friends? No.
No.
Can I'm helping my microbiome, man.
Right.
Can you do that online curriculum for your job? No.
No.
Can't do it.
Can we play catch? No. You want me to be healthy or not?
I'm working on my microbiome, man. Leave me alone.
Right. Somehow we have turned this into a terrible thing.
That's right.
It's not bad parenting. I'm taking time for myself.
Hey, Ted, can you voice this commercial for me?
No.
No.
Nah.
Taking care of me.
Do what I got to do.
So they would say no more often. I'm like, then quit your job.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, boss. No, man. Oh,
can't come in on Friday.
People keep asking. You have to do this. Why'd you ask?
They say to hit the gym. Your microbes feel that if they're not working hard to keep you healthy, then you should be working hard too. The microbiomes of physically active people are more healthy and diverse. It also has to be said that one of the best ways to de-stress after a long day is by working out. Even just walking for 30 minutes a day could really impact your gut health and help these little microbes continue to make sure that your stress levels are managed and your mental health stays intact.
Might be a little cold for a walk tonight, though, there, Mike. I don't know if I'm gonna.
Man,
pick up on
I have
that
been
one.
Walking each and every night, and it is brisk.
Yes. It is.
Yeah,
it's
a little
cold
bit.
As hell.
Like I said, I rarely say this, but the last couple of times, I'm like, dude, even I'm cold.
I've been trying to hit 10,000 steps every day, when I've been on it. I've made it. But sometimes it's a 6,500 step at the end of the day.
Yeah, dude, sir, like taking the dog out last night. I'm like, hey, man, less sniffing, more essing. Hey, like, let's man. Get this done.
Get to it. Getting enough rest is very, very important. Studies have shown that people with erratic sleep patterns run the risk of disrupting their microbiome and running the risk of developing inflammatory diseases. Try to make sure that you get at least 8 hours of sleep a night.
Didn't happen last night.
Why is my microbiome so demanding?
It's a very sensitive ecosystem in there, Steve.
God almighty.
And we've all fallen victim to yours, so if you could, you know, improve your gut health just a little bit.
That's pretty good.
I'm very healthy. Gets rid of anything it doesn't want.
Try to cut back on the red meat, they say. Aside from the fact that these days, many meat brands are known for raising their livestock with antibiotics, which is detrimental to your gut, there have been several studies that show healthier microbiomes in vegetarians. A vegetarian's gut, for example, will have a significantly smaller number of disease-causing bacteria and than that of an omnivore's gut. However, it is unclear if this is due to the lack of meat being consumed or the fact that vegetarians and plant-based individuals tend to consume a great deal more fiber than the average person. So it may not necessarily be that they're omitting meat, just eating a lot better stuff.
Yeah.
Fermented foods are gut-friendly, they say here. Again, these are 10 ways to strengthen your microbiome. Fermented foods are another great source of probiotics. The crowd favorite is yogurt. There are several other options that are a great source of good bacteria. You can also eat things like pickles, kimchi, kefir, is that what it's called? To ensure that you're getting enough live cultures to keep your gut healthy and happy. My wife and I have started this one thing because she saw one of her favorite wrestlers was eating this. It's called Coconut Cult. Have you guys seen this?
I have not.
It is a fermented yogurt that is a chocolate mousse. It's wild.
Well, it doesn't taste good.
No.
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
Like apple cider vinegar. They say, you know, take a tablespoon or a shot if you can every day. It's probably the same. Most of that stuff you're saying is pickled. So obviously vinegar has something to do with it.
Also, people drink kombucha, right? Mm-hmm. That seems to be the big thing.
There you go.
It can't be for the taste.
They say to stock up on dietary sources of prebiotics. Prebiotics are food for your microbiome. It's important to feed these little guys to give them the energy that they need to complete their very important task of managing your enteric nervous system. A list that they have here is stocking up on whole grains, apples, leeks, onions, garlic, cocoa extracts, garlic, bananas, asparagus, nuts, seed, red wine extracts, root vegetables, beans, lentils, chickpeas, and green tea extracts.
Why does that be red wine extracts? We cracked open a bottle of red wine last night.
I know. Does that not count?
I had a hankering for booze. That was the only booze in the house. So, sir, we opened a bottle. She had one glass. I had the rest.
Right. She had the glass, you had the bottle, right?
Is that the same as drinking the wine? Or is it just the extract?
It says red wine extracts. So I'm wondering if like a red wine vinegar counts, you know?
Well, I'm extracted a buzz.
10 ways to strengthen your microbiome. Avoid antibiotics. It says if probiotics are your gut's best friend, then antibiotics are your gut's worst enemy. Antibiotics work by wiping out any and all bacteria, which makes them very effective for treating illnesses, but very bad for your microbiome. The antibiotic cannot recognize the difference between good gut bacteria and bad bacteria. They work on a kill now, ask questions later model. Try to buy meat products that were raised without antibiotics. If you do have to take an antibiotic, make sure to take a probiotic daily for the duration of your prescription to help replenish your gut bacteria. I don't think it's going to kill you to take an antibiotic to kill whatever it is in you and then just go right back to making your gut healthy.
Right.
I was going to say, I think nowadays, I feel like if anybody's taking an antibiotic as an adult, it's just because you are sick.
Exactly. You've got some sort of an infection or some sort of virus that you need to get the hell out of there. So, you know.
And you don't care what part of you is killed in the process.
Right. So, you know, avoid antibiotics when you can. If you need to, by all means, take the antibiotic.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who just takes them regularly.
Right. Probiotics are great for your gut, they say. Probiotics are chock full of live bacteria that'll help ensure that your gut is populated by mostly the good types of microbes. You can get a good probiotic supplement at your local health food store. However, make sure that you ask your doctor what strains of cultures are best for you and the condition that you're trying to treat.
All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I'm okay with just feeding it whatever it needs to be fed. I don't think we need to really get in the weeds about what I've got going on down there. So, there you go. They say to cut out sugar and avoid processed foods.
Oh, they say that about everything. Yeah.
Pretty standard.
Safe bet. Fast digesting sugars, otherwise known as monosaccharides.
If you can't say it, it's not important.
Are digested so quickly that your little microbes don't get a chance to take a bite out of them. If you eat too many simple sugars too regularly, you run the risk of literally starving your microbiome to death. Additionally, hungry microbes will resort to munching away at the lining of your intestine, which can lead to inflammation.
Why are you in me?
Right.
Look, you're in me, man. Can we make a deal? Like, don't eat away at me because I didn't eat the diet you want.
Right.
I'm offering. You came to my restaurant. This is what's on the menu, homie.
That's right.
Like, sorry.
we have chili. Eat the chili.
By the way, just a quick note. I had to fly out of town Friday morning. Friday morning, I'm sitting at the bar. I know you're shocked. And I hear a guy. I don't look at him. But it's about 9:30, and I hear them ask, what would you like to eat? And he takes a bowl of chili. And I thought, brother.
What you're time about is this?
It's 9:30 a.m. You're going to get on a flight with people, and you're ordering a bowl of chili. I just thought to myself, like, why do we offer chili at airports?
Yeah.
I mean, on the
breakfast menu.
It never crossed my mind until I heard this guy say it, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, please don't be on my flight, man.
And I know that we're talking about the gas that he's going to release later, but even then, if there's, like, onions in there, the seasonings that they're using, he's going to be leeching that crap on the flight.
It's a bowl of chili.
He's been up all night, stuck in that airport, because he's eating. That seems odd to order chili that early in the morning.
They had other offerings, man. If they said the only thing we have to eat is chili before you get on the flight with 200 other people in an enclosed aluminum tube with recycled air, I'd be like, I get it.
Leftover chili is not something you eat cold.
Right.
No.
Thrill's right. He wanted that chili.
He wanted
He sat down and he
chili.
Wanted that
he
chili.
He looked through the menu and ordered, Jesus, why do we have chili at airports?
Oh, my God. And then this is the number one way to strengthen your microbiome. I'm sorry, Steve.
Oh, no.
But if you're going to take time for you, you also have to make sure to eat your vegetables, especially the large leafy green ones. Vegetables are loaded with fibers, which cannot be digested by people, but are consumed by the good bacteria in your gut.
So wait a minute. So my bacteria essentially wants to be at a vegetarian restaurant, which is not what I opened to my body.
Correct. No,
so
yours
they can
is probably
eat their leafy
dead, bro.
Greens. I don't have a microbiome.
You don't have one anymore. It has been observed that people who follow a diet rich with fruits and vegetables are less likely to grow disease-causing bacteria. Some great examples of vegetables that feed your microbes are leeks, onions, asparagus, broccoli, spinach, and artichokes. They really
I
want you to get on the
leeks. Leeks and onions.
You eat leeks and onions?
Yeah, I got no problem with those.
Okay.
Because they taste like something that's good. Just the other ones, like, no.
You don't like asparagus?
No. Everyone asks me this. I don't know what it is about asparagus lovers, man. They cannot believe.
Because you soak it in butter and garlic, man.
No, you don't have to.
Yes, you
it's
do.
Still good.
But it's great.
And then wrap it in bacon. Put cheese on it.
Wow, well, sure. And it's, you know, bacon wrapped asparagus is going to be much better.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.